Hi, and welcome to the Virtual Classroom. I'm Kimberly Ring, your host, and today is Mini Monday PD. We are talking about virtual teachers and what I think it takes to make a powerful, strong, incredible virtual teacher. And today I do have some research to back my claims. So otherwise, normally this is based on a lot of just my experience and observations and my personal growth. Which is takes me to our letter this week. So we've been talking about, we talked about B for vehement and being passionate and kind of intense. We talked about the letter I and being intentional. And this week we're talking about the letter R, which I believe should be reflective. We need to be reflective teachers. It's powerful for our practice. There's lots of research out there, peer-reviewed research that proves that being reflective is going to increase not only your confidence, but it's also going to increase your students' academic achievement. So a lot of times, and I'll say this. So in one study, they defined reflectiveness as an ongoing process that practitioners engage in as they deeply analyze the connections between aspects of professional practice. For teachers, this includes their instructional planning, teaching, and assessment of students' learning. Some products of your reflective thinking could be just like a written note, like just something you just jot down, your learning community conversations that you have with your team, or just individual commentary where you're just kind of talking to yourself. Any of those and more are definitely products of your just being reflective thinking. I don't know about you, but if you've done something awkward, I'm thinking about it for years later. That's just the kind of person that I am. I'm constantly asking myself, how could this lesson have been better? How could have I made it stronger? While I'm making the lessons, I'm thinking, how could I make this clearer? How could I make sure I'm not getting 1,000 emails about this? Like, I'm constantly asking myself those kind of questions because I want to be proactive in my teaching. I want to minimize errors. I want to be super direct. And so that way my students make the most academic gains during those lessons. However, I realize that sometimes hindsight is 20/20. And so it takes going through the lesson to find those errors. And something that we are not doing on a regular basis, I don't write down notes a whole lot. I probably should. We do have learning communities at Oklahoma Virtual Charter Academy, and I'm sure that you do too. We have a weekly time where we meet together as a team, and we talk and reflect a lot of on our special education teachers, or students with our special education teacher. Because she teaches on a day that we don't normally, so it's like our only time together. So, but what we're not doing as a team is really reflecting on our data. We reflect a lot on our own data, but we don't do a lot of reflecting on with each other. Like, I should probably be asking my team, you know, hey, why did your kids get number 2 right and mine didn't? You know, what did you do differently? How did you teach that? And something that I found a lot of research about is video enhancement reflective practice. And it sounds just like what you think. It's people recording themselves on video and then watching themselves back and thinking about what they're seeing. And so I could just be watching my teacher partner's lesson on that. I could just be like, you know what? When did you teach that? When did we do that again? And go and actually watch her recording, because I don't know about you all, but our school records every single lesson and we publish it for our students, and our students don't watch it, but I realize that I'm not either. And I don't expect myself to watch every single lesson I taught. I teach 8 lessons a day. There's just no way I can watch all 8. But I should maybe be picking one where my kids are struggling the most and watching that, and then maybe watching where my kids are not struggling the most. And I realize that there's other contributing factors. But 3 of my classes are all the same level. They're just different, they're either higher on that level or lower in the level or a gender base. So it's just kind of a mixture. But my point is that if one class is doing but fairly fine with a particular topic, why is the other one not? Am I doing something different? Am I not teaching it in a way that they're getting it? Is my partner teacher doing something completely different that I should be doing? All of this comes through video recording reflective practice, where I can actually see myself, where I can be on the outside looking in. And I'm not doing that enough. I have a colleague in a different grade, and she does this on a weekly basis. She takes time to watch all of her peers in her grade level. She watches all of them each week. So just little snippets, but she watches them. And she said that's been probably the biggest improvement to her practice, is not only learning from her partners and seeing how they do things, and that inspires different ideas, but also watching herself and seeing, okay, I'm saying or some other word way too often, and that just clicks in her brain. And so now she's not saying that as often, and that's giving her kids more think time or more practice time, whatever it may be. She's also realizing that, hey, how I thought this was coming across, I'm seeing now it's not coming off that way. And I could have reworded that. And so what I found is that at least K-12 as a whole, we're doing something revolutionary that other companies and other careers and industries are now starting to do. They're not doing it a whole lot, but they're starting to. And they're doing it with the purpose of increasing their communication skills. We are already at least doing the recording part. We are already recording ourselves every single class. And what I found is in one study, they're doing this as a pre-service activity. So before teachers are even teachers, during their observation or student teaching assignments, they're recording themselves. Maybe not every time, but they are recording themselves and watching it back and doing reflective practice on that. In another study, it was with a TA in a college setting, and they found that the TA and the students' connections grew stronger through this process. They also found that the TA's confidence level improved, and lots of other things, but those were the big two that stuck out to me. Because in our world, sometimes we do make these powerful relationships with our kids, but there's still something that we have to work on and foster. And so through this reflective practice, they found that this relationships between the TA and their students grew stronger, and she became more confident in her abilities to be a TA. They're translating that to me. She became more confident in her teaching practice and when you're confident in something, you're better at it. So that's my advice this week, is be more reflective. How can you be more reflective? Well, you could set a time each week to watch yourself or watch one of your partners teach a particular lesson and be reflective on that. How could you incorporate some of those powerful things that your partners are doing into your classroom? Or watch yourself and ask yourselves, how could have I reworded that? What things could have I thrown out? How could we have done this lesson differently? All things to consider. But the point is to be reflective. Write down notes as you go along when you notice things could have been different. Be reflective before the lesson even starts and asking yourself those questions like, how could I make this better? How could I make this clearer? How could I avoid getting 1,000 emails about this? So is the assessment the right Lexile level? Are the questions clear? Is there too many distracting questions, or is one like could be counted as right? So for me in that regard, I can't wait till the last minute to make an assessment. I need to make it like a week before and then review it a week later with fresh eyes. And that's the point. Look at yourself with fresh eyes. Be reflective and challenge yourself to be the best that you can be on behalf of your students. Thanks so much for coming to the virtual classroom. We'll see you next time. Bye.